This service is an annual partnership between the Chaplain's Office and the Center for International and Cultural Education, and we are so grateful to have our international students with us leading the service today. We'll begin with a processional of the flags, and then we have a series of students who will be reading. One change that's in the program, Raydoun Kubisa was not able to get out of her work study, so she will not be reading anything today. So following Hu Yen's reading, we will all gather up front and close in singing our hymn together. So let us begin by standing as we welcome the flags.
Hello, this works. Thank you for coming here and being here with the international community. Just to give a little bit of background on the poem that I have here, Fists Held High. I don't know if you know about an earthquake that happened in Mexico around a month ago. And it was in the anniversary of the worst earthquake that Mexico has had, that was like around 30, 40 years before that, and it caused extremely amount of damage in Mexico, and it's been something that has lifted everyone's like spirits back home, because the people themselves went out in the streets and helped in every way possible. Hotels gave free rooms for people that were homeless. Restaurants gave food, people that were in the streets gave everything they had, and in crumbled buildings, everyone was helping. They were actually asked for like no more volunteers because there were so many, and a sign that they had was to put their fists up in the air whenever they thought that there was someone buried in the building. And so whenever the fists were up, people had to pretty much like shut up so they could hear if there was anyone screaming, anyone asking for help, if there was any kind of hope. So being far away from home during that was difficult for some of the Mexican people here. So I wrote this with that part of the fists up high in mind. I'm going to read it in Spanish, but you can follow in English right here.
Puño en alto y suspiros de silencio abruman el lugar. Puño en alto y hasta el corazón se para en esperanza de un grito más. Puño en alto y la multitud se detiene, el alma se enciende. Puño en alto y oídos agudos esperan pacientes, llantos, aplausos, incertidumbre, fe. Puños en alto, que su silencio hable por los que ya no están. Puños en alto, que su silencio grite que el pueblo unido está. Puños en alto, no se dejen caer. Puños en alto, hagamos saber que de aquí no nos van a mover. Thank you.
Morning. Unlike Paz, I didn't write this, but it's one of my favorite Bible passages that in which I find in a lot of hope. So try to follow along.
Urukundo rw'Imana. Ko bimeze bityo tuvuge iki? Bisanzwe Imana iri mu ruhande rwacu, uwo tugwanya ninde? Itimanye umwana wayo ikamutanga ku bwacu twese, izoburite kutugabirira byose muri we. Ninde azorega b'Imana yatoranije? Mbega ni Imana kandi ariyo ibatsindanishiriza. Ninde azobatsindisha? Mbega ni Kristo Yesu kandi ariwe yapfuye. Ibi biruta yarazutse ari buryo bw'Imana bitaye ko aradusengera. Ninde azodutandukanya n'urukundo rwa Kristo? Mbega n'amarushwa, canke n'ibyago, canke no guhamwa, canke n'inzara, canke no kwambara ubusa, canke no kuba mu irinde, canke n'inkota. Nk'uko handitswe ngo twirirwa twicwa bakuduhora, twagereranijwe n'intama zimbagwa. ariko muri ibyo byose turushishwaho kunesha n'uwadukunze kuko menye neza ntabikekeranye yuko naho gwaba urupfu canke ubugingo canke abamarayika canke abaganza canke ibiho canke ibizoba canke abafise ubushobozi canke uburebure bw'ibyaro canke uburebure bw'igihagararo canke uburebure bw'amajepfo canke ikindi caremwe cose atakizoshobora kudutandukanya n'urukundo rw'Imana muri Kristo Yesu umwami wacu. Amen.
Good morning. This is Xiao Qi, and I am an international student from China. I still remember the first time I read the poem, Bring in the Wine, to my friends, and she said, wow, that's very alcoholic. Well, the message to bring here is not encourage you guys to be alcoholic, but in the poem, Levi is very aspirational. He and his friend all together like setting up their hope and their good faith for the future and give encouragement to each other about what will life be in the future.
君不见黄河之水天上来奔流到海不复回君不见高堂明镜悲白发朝如青丝暮成雪人生得意须尽欢莫使金樽空对月 千生我才必有用千金散尽还复来烹羊宰牛且为乐会须一饮三百杯曾夫子丹丘生羌尽酒杯莫停与君歌一曲请君为我倾耳听钟鼓馔竽不足贵但愿长醉不愿醒古来圣贤皆寂寞唯有饮者留其名 陈王昔时宴平乐斗酒十千资欢寻主人何谓言少钱故须诸取对君酌五花马千金裘忽而将出换美酒与尔同销万古愁。Thank you.
This is a poem that I wrote about one of the most important core value that has helped me throughout college, which is resiliency. She adia enye ewo uyanase. In frama kesiebi erebo, dede ereko yentiase. Mese she adia enye ewo uyanase. Ebuo se ebuo eyetroa obibiara intime emfuro intihwe mesehwe adie bia ewo mfasuo obiara ene wiase wemu a ne ho ene mfasuo intihwe hwe wakumemu obehu wo won faso message hwa kumemu obehu won faso ndua na ewo ewiase ni naamu ehwere won nhaban awobremu nanso ewiabremu no woni na esamba. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Huyen. I'm an international student from Vietnam, and I come from the Catholic faith tradition. So today I'll be reading a few verses from the book of Matthew, chapter 13. It's a parable of the sower, and some of you may be familiar with this parable, and you can follow the English version of it in the program. Người dùng ngụ ngôn mà nói với họ nhiều điều. Người nói, người nông dân đi ra gieo giống. Trong khi người ấy gieo, có những hạt rơi xuống vệ đường, chim chóc đến ăn mất. Có những hạt rơi trên sỏi đá, chỗ đất không có nhiều. Nó mọc ngay vì đất không sâu. Nhưng khi nắng lên, nó liền bị cháy và thiếu rễ nên bị chết khô.
Có những hạt rơi vào bụi gai, gai mọc lên làm nó chết nghẹt. Có những hạt lại rơi nhầm vào đất tốt, nên sinh hoa và kết quả được gấp trăm, sáu chục và được ba chục. Thank you.
So at this time, I invite everyone to come forward. We're going to try to make kind of a circle up here around the flags as we sing our closing song. So everybody up and create the best oval-shaped circle you can.